Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, June 23rd, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm your host, Tungamile Nkomo.
And I'm your other host, Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we focus on demonstrations by girl and women's organizations today to end child marriages in Zimbabwe.
So everyone, let's get connected on Twitter, Facebook, using the hashtag The Connection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7. And on Twitter, you can find us at Studio 7 VOA. And we can also get things going on our WhatsApp number. That number is 001-202-465-0318.
To be live on Studio 7, The Connection, your favorite and number one youth show, give us a call at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you back.
And for those of you who are on the internet or you want to get on the internet, head over to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or voandebele.com, where our show is streaming live and you can see myself and Tunga in action.
And again, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Women's rights and girls organization rights groups today marched in Harare, calling for the immediate harmonization of laws protecting the rights of the girl child. Say it's time for Zimbabweans and the government to take child marriage seriously. They're arguing that early marriages violate the country's new constitution, and with the growing prevalence of child marriages in particular areas like Mashonaland Central, advocates say it's time for change.
Yes, Tatenda, and the section in question is Section 22 of the Marriages Act, which recognizes 16 years as the legal age of consent, which advocates say violates Section 78 of the new constitution, which stipulates that only those who have reached the age of 18 can start a family. So tonight, we'll speak to our star-studded panel of advocates, lawyers, and former child brides. And of course, we welcome your feedback, listeners at home.
Yes, Ntunga, these advocates are saying that these laws should be harmonized right away. Many are saying that there's a question of why they call an adult at the age of 18, saying that you can't drink, you can't smoke, you can't drive, but then at 16, a young lady can be married. They're saying that that does not make any type of sense. So hopefully we can unpack some of these challenges with our panel.
Indeed, definitely. Lichona njani emakhaya. Ikutivana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection sisakaza singapha a Voice of America esigodlweni iWashington. Udaba esingalo lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo ludaba lokwendiswa kwabantwana abancane okuludaba oluhluphayo kakhulu elizweni olwenze inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo abesifazana labantwana zatshengisela lamhlanje. Zisola kakhulu uhulumende ngokungathatha amanyathelo aqinileyo. Zisola njalo amazwi kamtshutshisi omkhulu kahulumende omnumzana Thuan Johannes Thomana, yena obikwa ephume kunsukwana ezedluleyo esithi i-age of consent, you know, abantwana baleminyaka elithumi lambili kule sikhathi lapho abamele bavunyelwe khona ukuthi baqale izimuli okuyinto esolwa kakhulu ngabaningi kwaziwayo batereri nutaura inini kuti nyaya iri mudariro nhasi tokutarisa nyaya yevechidiki vanopinzwa mumamarriages zvikuru sei vasikana asi vasati vanyatsokura vasati vanyatsosvika chinano chekuti vanogona kupinda muma marriages iri nyaya ita kuti masangano akazvimirira akawanda zvikuru anorwira kodzero dzevana apinde mumigwagwa nhasi kuHarare achigunun'una nezvenyaya iyi uyezve achigunun'una nemanzi kana kuti mashoko anonzi akataurwa navajohanis tomana pamusana penyaya iyi mazuva mashoma mapfuura
hantinga wataura hako and I think nhasi tine maguest edu ekutanga that I think we have joining us from Harare via Skype that is Miss Beatrice Sawajge who is the director of Roots and who of course joined us last week but is a very wonderful expert and is working with young girls and young women who were former child brides. Are you on Skype, Beatrice?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you for joining us once again. And of course, you, your organization and some other organizations today marched to hand a petition on this issue. Let's start off with the petition itself. What exactly, as organizations, if you can just break it down for us, what exactly are some of the issues that are pertinent when it comes to early child marriages?
Organizations today that include the Girls Legacy, Castro Sisterhood, Institute for Young Women Development, Swala, Rao, Take a Life, amongst others, convened today and we marched to the Ministry of Justice where we handed over a petition. And in the petition, our call is for the government or the ministry to speed up the process of harmonizing laws that are contradicting what is in the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Like you mentioned that we have the marriage legal age of majority saying 18 is any person who's under the age of 18 is a child. Yet we have the customary law that is silent on a marriage age or the age at which a girl can consent to marriage. We have the Marriage Act also saying 16, so that discrepancy within the laws creates loopholes for pedophiles to prey on young girls and, have sexual relationships with them and rape them and actually get away with that. Because my understanding is that for anybody who's under the age of 12, the law is clear that it's a straight jail term. But for somebody, and it's called rape, when it's somebody between the ages of 12 and 16, it's called having sex with a minor, and usually it attracts a lighter sentence. And we contend with the number of cases we've seen where perpetrators of sexual violence against girls have been given lighter sentences, such as community service, sometimes up to 21 days community service, when they have actually raped and violated a girl. So the major call that was within the petition that we sent to the Minister of Justice was to make sure that the process of harmonization of laws is prioritized, as our constitution, we adopted the new constitution in 2013, and up to now the process has been going at a very slow pace, and it's a cause for concern for us. So that was the major thing for the Ministry of Justice. And we also crafted another statement which we're taking to the President's office tomorrow, and as well as the Justice Committee, the Parliamentary Committee tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much, Beatrice. Please do stay on the line. And some statistics, staggering statistics about child marriages in Zimbabwe. Mashonaland Central leads the pack with 50%. Then number two, we have Mashonaland West, which is at 42%. Mashingo, 39%. Mashonaland East, 36%. Midlands, 31%. Manicaland, 30%. Matabeleland North, 27%. Harare, 19%. Matabeleland South, 18%. And of course, Bulawayo coming in with 10%. Mm-hmm. So those are the statistics, national statistics, that reflect the prevalence of child marriages per province. Very embarrassing statistics indeed.
Yeah, of course, I know you mentioned some which are lower, but many would argue that it should be 0% indeed.
Indeed. And now we have our legal expert, Dr. Alex Magaisa from England. Dr. Magaisa, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And thank you very much for joining us. Let's get straight to it, Dr. Magaisa. We are talking child marriage in Zimbabwe. Where are we going wrong? What's wrong with our marriage laws?
Well, basically, we have to look at it in terms of the constitution of the country, but also in terms of the legislation. Remember, we had our new constitution in 2013. The new constitution is more progressive than the existing marriage laws. Under the marriage laws, a person could marry at 16. But under the new constitution, the law is very clear. Section 78 says that a person has to be at least 18 years before they can found a family, before they can be before they can be married. So we have moved, I think, a step up, you know, in line with international standards. But there are still very many problems in terms of the actual practice, because there is a disjuncture between the actual law and the practice, and that is where the problem lies.
And why are we taking so long to harmonize the Marriages Act, and the which is clearly outdated and you know, very retrogressive? Why is it a problem for the government to harmonize the Marriages Act and the Constitution?
Well, this is not an isolated problem. Remember, Zimbabweans have been complaining about the slow pace at which government has been moving in terms of harmonizing the legislation for it to comply with the new constitution. The new constitution has many progressive provisions in many areas, but for some reason, government has not been moving at a pace that is consistent with the expectations of many Zimbabweans. You know, this is a big problem that people have been raising, but I must also point out that lawyers have been raising these issues before the courts of law, because that's another way of enforcing the constitution. You can go to court and you can get the court to declare existing laws to be illegal or unlawful in terms of the new constitution. So there is a case I know, one of my old colleagues, Tendai Biti, and others, they went to court sometime, I think in March or February, to challenge the Marriages Act, that it does not comply with the new constitution. So hopefully the Constitutional Court will give a judgment in this matter as soon as possible, so that the current legislation is declared unconstitutional, and therefore it means that everything would have to be done in terms of the new constitution. So there are a number of ways by which the new constitution can be enforced, although litigation is expensive. But if you have one test case, like the guys have done, I think that will affect all the other cases around the country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Dr. Magaisa. Let's bring in Beatrice to come and just unpack some of what is happening at court level. Of course, your organization was working with the two young ladies that went to constitutional court over their child marriages. Can you tell us what's going on now, if you can give us an update?
I think the only update that I can give at this moment is that we went to the constitutional court, to taking the Minister of Justice and Minister of Women's Affairs as respondents to the case, a test case, actually, as Dr. Magaisa said, to have the Marriage Act and the Customary Marriage Act being considered actually to be unlawful, as they allow girls to be married before they reach the age of 18. So we wanted to get an order from the Constitutional Court. So the update is that the judgment was reserved on the case. The court case was heard in January and judgment was reserved. We are waiting for an update on that, on as to when they are going to give us a judgment.
Okay, thanks, Beatrice. Please do stay on the line. We also have, we are also joined by our third guest, Ms. T, and that's Lynette Dube of the Institute for Young Women Development. She's in Bindura. And of course, they were supposed to demonstrate in Bindura today, but they were denied authorization by the police. Lynette, welcome to Studio 7, The Connection.
Thank you very much.
See, Kangele, Madube, Lolo Lutubo, Lusupa, Gakolo, Elizueni, Uhulumende, Yebo, Mongameluga, Puma, Ngempela Sonto, a city, Utaba, Logwendi, Sogobantuana, Lutabo, Lumele, Lupele, Elizueni, Sigesa, Bonanjalo, Johannes Tomana, a Puma, Nevigel, Luleo, a Kulumamazi, as the Sabantaba, Abanen, Usunga Kulu. Utining Amazuga Toman and Jalo Utining Emisa Mezuang, Hulumende, Utkatalotu.
I think as an organization, we are very shocked that someone of his level can say such reckless utterances in the public. It's talking about child marriage as though it's something that can just be looked over, like it's a minute issue. We are really disappointed that he doesn't realize the gravity of the issue and the severity it has on the children of Zimbabwe. And we feel that the government has a mandate to make sure that the laws are in line with the constitution, whereby they protect our children from potential perpetrators, people who can rape them or abuse them in any way.
And Zoka Kwamuri, Dr. Magaisa, and you know, there's no way. Of course, Mr. Tomana has tried to disown his statements, but you know, you go back and listen to the audio tape, you are like, Mr. Tomana really said some of the most outrageous things that are attributed to him. For instance, he says it's okay for a pedophile to be among kids. Gana, you know, he says it's okay for a pedophile. What do you say about that, Mama Geyser?
Well, as you have rightly said, I was outraged. I was shocked by those statements from Mr. Tomana, not only as a man, but also because he is the country's prosecutor general, which is the highest position that anyone can have in terms of enforcing the laws in the country as a prosecutor, and that person is supposed to protect and the rights of children to be socially aware, to be socially conscious, and for him to speak of pedophilia, to speak of pedophiles in the manner that he did, to actually justify the fact that pedophiles can be allowed near or around children in schools and other places where children are likely to frequent. It was utterly shocking, and I just do not understand whether it's lack of exposure. I think he was very casual in his approach, very reckless. And if anything, instead of denying as he is doing, courageous men need to apologize, and he needs to apologize to the people of Zimbabwe and to the children of Zimbabwe, because such statements are not expected from a person of his caliber.
Thank you, Dr. Magaisa. Please do stay on the line. Niyakhuluma lapha uDokotela Magaisa tatenda ukubana amazwi kaThomana ayasoleka kakhulu njalo kulokuthi abe esala ukubana wakhuluma amazwi anjalo njengomthuthisi omkhulu kahulumende kumele axolise. Abasanda sixhuma sikuhlelo The Connection, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo khonapha kuStudio 7 sisakaza sise Washington. Abathanda ukuphatheka kuhlelo sikhuluma ngodaba lokwendiswa kwabantwana abancane okuludubo oluhlupha kakhulu elizweni. Abafuna ukuphatheka ukungena kuhlelo lisithinde kunombolo ezithi 001 202 619 2077. lingasibamba konapho lisiphe inombolo zenu sizalifonela back lingene kuhlelo lingasithina njalo ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Sibale njalo lapha tatenda kukhanya udaba lolo kalukho endaweni eyodwa elizweni, ludaba oluhlupha kakhulu elizweni lonke. Njengokutsho kwami ngaphambilini, sikhangele isigaba seMashonaland Central yiso esikhokhelayo kudubo lolu i-50% yabantwana abancane bayendiswa ilandelwa iMashonaland West okule 42% khona, kuzobuya iMashingo okule 39%. Mashonaland East iku 36%, iMidlands 31%, Manicaland 30%, Mathabelele North 27%, Harare 19%, Mat South 18%, kuzothi iBulawayo ngekugcina okule 10%. Okungamanani ayangisayo kakhulu ngoba abantwana abancane akumelanga babe besendiswa.
Thombo Vunza Beatrix kuthi aphinde ipapo titalisa yedu ma prevalency rates ali muZimbabwe mukuzviona sei.
Dambudziko iri rakanyanya kuwanda muZimbabwe, but inyaya yekuti tanga tisingaite hurukuro pamusoro payo because we normalized nyaya dzechild marriage and dzanga tichitika kuti in some instances vana vanoitana pamuviri vatori kana kuti ma 16-year-olds 17-year-olds obva vatonzi chitoroora nai mwana angoita pamuviri oforswa kuzi chienda unoroorwa nemurume yeye. But we have also had ma hot spots akaita se tokuona kuti kumashonaland central kune high prevalence child marriage, nekuna Namtare kune the apostolic sect kwatinoona child marriage yakawanda. But in the case of Mashonaland Central yazhinji nyaya dzekuti because kune mamining communities nemafarming communities kwanga kune varungu, so you find kuti kune makomboni akawanda kunogara vana zvekuti munhambo zhinji havana access to education. So kazhinji kachona mwana akatongosvika grade 7 akutoforswa kuti achiroro. Saka ndizvo zviri kunyanyokonzera kuti tione child marriage yakawanda kunzvimbo dzakaita sana Mashonaland Central. But nyaya zhinji iri kuitika ndiyo yekuti hakuna prioritization yekudzidzisa mwana musikana at government level, even at family level. Unoona mama families because vari havana like disposable source of income yakawanda yekuti wangu achikwanisa kuprovide for the girl child, nekungomuprioritize in general, placing a value pamwana musikana kuti mwana akakosha. Saka you find kuti my issues echild marriage anowanika achingowanda muZimbabwe nekuburikidza neizvozvo.
Thank you so much there. Just hold on the line and we'll come right back to you, Beatrice.
Mr. Elia On, you spoke to a former child bride, and who is she and what did she have to say?
That is Ruimbo Tsopodzi, and obviously she's one of the two young ladies that Beatrice and Dr. Magaisa was talking about earlier who are in the Constitutional Court over their case of being child brides. So I spoke to her a bit earlier and she kind of talked about her experience in the marriage and then also her message to young girls and parents on early child marriages.
Let's hear from her.
Ruimbo, thank you so much for joining us on Life Talk, The Connection this evening.
Okay, you're welcome.
Tell me more about your story, Ruimbo. As we understand, you are a former child bride. Let our audience know how exactly that happened.
I was married at the age of 15 years, and I went into a marriage I was young. But in that marriage, it was difficult. So many challenges. We had to fight with the husband. He could not feed me and the baby. So I had to divorce him because there was nothing he could afford for us. And I'm back at home. I'm staying with my parents and my son. I have one son.
And you spoke about some of the challenges that you faced while you were married. What happened there? And were you given any assistance from your in-laws and also from your parents?
I was given assistance from my parents because they thought the situation was very, very, very bad. So they just told me to come back home. So my husband could beat me, but he didn't take care of the baby and me. What he could do was take the money, go and drink beer just sort of hoping, so there was no future at the time. So we had so much other, and my mother had some, had to take me back home.
What's your message to other young women, young girls who might be in this situation, but then also their parents when it comes to the idea of making them become married to someone else?
Oh, as for the idea of getting themselves to be married, I don't advise them to get into marriage. It's not good for them. Maybe they should just wait and do what they want to do. Maybe finish, go to work and do their own life. Then after that, they think about marriage. Because it's very, very difficult. I experienced it. It's very painful. For myself, it was very, very painful. So I don't want it to happen to any other girl I see, because it's very, very painful.
Thank you there to Ruimbo, who was talking about her experience during her marriage. She's now 19 years old, as she told me, but she was married at 15.
Sad story indeed. Dr. Magaisa ati dzoke kwamuri. Dambudziko iri, idambudziko rine chekuita neculture here semaonero enyu?
Culture iripo hatingarambe munoona zvinoitika ndezvekuti vanhu vekumaruwa nevamwe vanhu vekudzimwe chechi dzinopindwa dzinokuti vanhu varume vanogona kuita vakadzi vakawanda kazhinji kacho vanotaimira kunotsvaga tivana tudu kutiva tunenge tichikura asi izvi zvinhu zvinokurudzirwa izvi nekuti unoona kuti vana vanenge vasati vatomboziva kuti upenyu hunofamba sei and sekutaura kwaita mwanasikana abva kutaura Ruvimbo unotoona kuti nyaya dzavo ndo nyaya dzevashoma vatiri kunzwa kune vamwe vakatowanda kudarika iye vana vadiki kava pavanongoita 15 varume vakutoti taakubata by the time yaanosvika 20 years old they will still be very young and it's very difficult for them to recover in life and most of them end up vakuita mabasa eunzenza mumataundi umu kuitira kuti vaone kurarama saka mutemo iwoyu mutemo unowanikwa kunyika dzakawanda pasi rose dzokuti vana vane makore anosvika pane rimwe zera havakwanisi kunge vachinzi varoorwe kana kuti varare nevarume kana nevasikana izvi zvinoitira kuvachengetedza takanzwa vatomana vachiti aiwa ngatibvunze vanasikana ma-12 year olds chokwadi chaicho chii chaungabvunze mwana ne-12 years old about nyaya yekuroorwa kana nyaya yekurara nemurume chii chaanoziva tinoona tiona tuduku chaiti tisati kwamboita kana matinager handione zvinhu zvakadaro zviri responsible so vana vanofanira kuchengetedzwa sometimes as we say pachirungu you have to protect children you have to save them from themselves.
Thank you there, Dr. Magaisa. Lynette, will ask you just to come in there. Of course, Mashonaland Central has the highest prevalence here, child marriage in Zimbabwe. What's your take on the issue of culture?
I think culture plays a really pivotal role in perpetuating child marriages. And it's quite unfortunate that we heard from Prosecutor General Tumana saying that the economic situation in Zimbabwe at the moment is really bad. So because of that, we find that in so many setups, in so many cultural setups, we find parents saying, let the kids be married off even at an early age. And this sort of...
Lynette, we'll just ask you just to hold on right there for just a few seconds. Of course, as usual, it's time for us to migrate to the internet and say goodnight to our radio listeners. But as you know by now, you can find us on the internet, voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also voandebele.com. To our guests, please hold on the line.